Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hell awaits the trendy demons. I don't take any pleasure on what's going to happen to Obama and the New World Order and their controllers and Bill Gates. But I speak from the heart when I think that God will give us a major sign against these people very, very soon. We're already seeing it in so many places, so many ways. Here's a very important report from the great John Bowne. Hell awaits the trendy demons. We'll be right back with tons of news. Stay with us.
As moral society breaks down even further and the Satanists within the upper echelons of society assume that their rituals are acceptable to the masses, statements like these begin to trickle out.
I guess drink each other's blood might mislead people, or like people are imagining us with like goblets and we're like Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops. But yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only.
In a tell-all interview with Glamour magazine, Megan Fox addressed rumors admitting that she and Machine Gun Kelly routinely engage in blood-drinking rituals.
It is used for a reason, and it is controlled where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul. Let me bleed on you. It doesn't not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened many times.
As Jamie White writes, reactions from social media over Fox's disturbing revelations ranged from pointing out that Alex Jones was right about Hollywood's satanic energy to mocking Fox and Kelly's sadomasochistic romance. Meanwhile, a child formerly under the care of South African band The Antwoord, known as Taki, who is now 20 years old, accused the duo of exposing him and his underage sibling to pornography and sexual activity, unspeakable violence, and even rituals tinged with their own blood.
When I lifted up the one box, like, the whole black magic voodoo, like, voodoo came out, like, they fell like a rabbit's foot, I think it was a wolf's foot or whatever, fell out there. There was, like, a voodoo doll, there was a small bottle of blood.
Did you and your sister ever have blood taken from you by Ninja Nilundi?
Yes, lots of times, actually. They took us to like a place. It's not really like a hospital or a private hospital or some type of thing. But it was, they took us there and they said like it's like a hospital, but there was no cause there. And then Ninja took us in there, they took our blood. And then me and Randy, and then we go out, and then Ninja's the only one who stays in like inside the hospital like for 15 minutes or so. Then when he came out of there, he had like a little bag in his hand, and when he took out the thing in the bag, I saw a little bottle of blood inside the bag. And my mother said it was going to be a good like experience for me, it's going to be better for me and whatnot, so I went. Then I also thought it was good, but then after a while I found out to say they were actually just grooming me.
And speaking of the Hollywood pastime of grooming,
read the book, you'll be like, transitioning from Disney into this was easy. I don't know, getting molested from your 6 to your 14 seems like way harder circumstances, or being physically abused all the time, the type of mistreatment that I was still dealing with at that time, that everyone around me saw and did nothing.
According to the Daily Mail, a British actress who starred in Doctor Strange and her husband are accused of having sex with a 13-year-old girl after they groomed her. The girl, now an adult, says that Zara Pythian and Victor Mark filmed the abuse in a bid to recreate pornographic scenes. The abuse is claimed to have happened between 2005 and 2008 when the couple were martial arts instructors in Nottinghamshire. Everything that we've seen already is just the beginning, and our society is enabling this evil inhabiting the bodies and minds of those we clamor to theaters and music venues to pay our hard-earned money to see. But it all adds up. In the words of John Adams, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Bowne reporting.
that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Number three of this May 2nd, 2022 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we're going to be here for another hour until Gerald Celente takes over in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, with Owen Schroyer knocking it out of the park. All right, I've already hit some of this, but I want to drill into it right now. And I want everybody to listen up and listen as well as you can. A lot of you are busy at work, but please bookmark this later. Share it. That's how we defeat the enemy. That's how we win. We need to win. We are going to win. You've already seen how far we've come together. All we have to have is the will to understand that things will be much worse if we don't stand up than if we submit. And then you understand there is no choice but to take action. Now, I just have literally like 50 articles right here. So let me just try to give you some headlines. I'm actually going to drill into a fact sheet some folks put out that is very accurate for my research. And it's all done in one place. You can find it easily. Okay, and I'm going to have this fact sheet posted under the live show feed today by Ben out there, who's doing a great job updating InfoWars.com. Yikes. Bill Gates wants to build a new global team called GERM. And, of course, that's him running the United Nations in this new world treaty, and that's why we played you all the clips the last 2 weeks. Of, I mean, we probably played 10 of them, ABC, NBC, CNN, all of them, NPR, saying, we need a global government, we need a global response to make all the countries do the right thing, and that will stop the next pandemic, well, you know, like China does with endless lockdowns that don't work. Well, they're the ones that cooked it up and released it. So this is the big enchilada, the medical tyranny to take over the world while the borders are wide open. Excellent story out of Gateway Pundit lays out Bill Gates' major obvious involvement. Here's another one, Wall Street Journal. The world needs a pandemic protection team. Yes. The UN that cooked it up and runs it all and ordered the lockdowns that starved millions to death. Tens upon tens of millions. It's so trendy. And they're going to test you with the toxic nose swabs and the fake PCR testing. It's the mask cult. Macron introduces digital ID scheme for public and private sector services. Oh, it's based on the vaccine passport, the same system, but now it's to leave your house, get on a train, a plane, rent a car, hotel, go to a restaurant. You see the police everywhere not letting them be in restaurants. They don't have the virus ID, the vaccine ID, and now they're just going, you know what? It's a climate, carbon tax, social credit score ID. And if you're a bad person, well, we will just turn off your ID. There it is. Same thing happening in Italy. Here's an excellent boil down by don'tyoudare.info. Well, again, I'm going to have this posted in the live show feed under the live show at InfoWars.com, where we break down the headline each day for today's broadcast. In fact, that's lost in my stack. Will you guys pull up today's show headline so I can read it to listeners, please? Thank you. Every day we post a live show audio and video feed that gives you the basics of the show so you can share it and get it out to people. And we post a lot of keynotes in there and links. Emergency Monday broadcast. Under Biden's direction, Zelensky regime conducting mass arrest, torture, killings of online critics of the war. Of the war. We had the war. I wrote that too quickly. I messed that up myself. So I wrote that before I went live on air. Very important. And we'll post under the live show video that's there this image so you can share this flyer. Now let's read over it. The World Health Organization is attempting a power grab. Number one, most people have never heard of the International Health Regulations, IHR. The United Nations agreed to the IHR in 2005. Pastor Brown had that document for Homeland Security planning all of it then that he broke last hour. Number two, that's a key tidbit, isn't it? On January 18, 2022, the United Nations submitted a number of amendments to the IHR that served to give away even more of our sovereignty and greatly empower the World Health Organization, or the WHO, to restrict your health-related rights and freedoms. Takes control of everything. Number three, the 75th meeting of the World Health Assembly will be held in Geneva, Switzerland, from May 22nd, 28th this year, this month. The Assembly will vote on the amendments to the IHR. They are very likely to pass and be enacted into international law unless we the people stand up against this attack on our sovereignty. And even if they pass it, they'll have to block it at the congressional level, at the court level, because Biden will try to implement. Number four, these amendments to the international health regulations do not need to be approved by two-thirds of the U.S. Senate. We have already agreed to obey the IHR and previous treaties by virtue of our membership in the United Nations and the World Health Organization. We have already given away some of our sovereignty. These amendments are designed to confuse the member nations into giving away even more of their sovereignty. Number five, in addition to the proposed amendments in the IHR, the WHO has also set up an intergovernmental negotiating body that is actively negotiating an international treaty of pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. Proposed pandemic treaty is separate from the addition to proposed amendments to the international health regulations mentioned above. So they get you to sign on to it, and they say, well, your government's already signed on, unless the government says no. Number six, the pandemic treaty does not yet exist. It is being drafted and negotiated right now. Discussions regarding the pandemic treaty are important, but they are also part of the sophisticated diversion to confuse people and get them to ignore the immediate concern, which is the amendments to the IHR being considered by the World Health Organization this May 22nd, 28th. Number seven, the time to speak out and stand up for your rights is now. All you saw in the last 2 years was a drill and a preparation for this. Hashtag don't you dare. Hashtag stop their IHR. Hashtag we are sovereign. And the website don't you dare. .info. Excellent job. I want to get the folks running this on. This is a big, big deal. The censorship, the control, the forced inoculations, the world ID for the social credit score and carbon tax. It's not coming. It's here. And here's some articles dealing with it. Wake up and smell the burning of our Constitution breaks it down. Global government alert. Threat to national sovereignty set to go down May 22nd, 28th at WHO World Health Assembly. Jim Hoff did a great job there. A new pandemic treaty. What the World Organization needs to do next. That's major news in the UK. ISE reporting that. Here's the actual latest announcement from the United Nations for viewers. Be warned, the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty will destroy all remaining freedoms and unleash a global medical dictatorship. That is not an exaggeration. UN report pushes global government, that's a quote, to prevent future pandemics. Global surveillance, financial independence, that means slavery, and power to override national governments, headline WHO's recommendation reforms. Here's the UN press release. Global leaders unite. An urgent call for international pandemic treaty. You see it being pushed everywhere that we need a global response with the UN running it all. Global solution to pandemic. A new treaty that would essentially create a world government run by private corporations. Some good news. No one can be forced to be vaccinated, says India's top court, the Supreme Court of India. today said that no individual can be forced to receive a vaccination, adding that no state government can take a step that may violate the integrity of a person's body. Wouldn't it be nice to see that from our so-called Supreme Court? That is just some of the news in that stack. We come back, I have a little bit more I want to hit on that subject, and then the massive censorship, the latest developments on the censorship, Ministry of Truth, they publicly announced, and then the economy, some political news, some very important eugenics abortion news. And at the end of the next segment, I'll give the number out, and we'll take calls for a little bit in the next hour, and then Gerald Celente will take over. Please remember, only way we stay on air in attack formation defending you and ourselves is your support and your word of mouth and your prayer. InfoWarsStore.com. Amazing products that fund the tip of the spear. Thanks for your support. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. You can also make donations straight to us at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for your support. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Everybody's waking up. We're doomed. It's because they think they got us in a stranglehold. It's the other way around. They think they can just attack and imprison and kill our leaders. That'll just make our people stronger. That's why they've been taking those final steps of yours truly, but I don't take anything for granted, and I'm not arrogant. And every day that I'm alive or not arrested, I see that as a blessing. Every day we are able to warn millions of people and get you to warn others and get them to warn others and tell them to warn others, and the chain reaction is completed. It is children and innocents we're saving. Now, I've talked a lot about this, but I really want this to sink in, and I want it to sink into you. And I say that because living here in America, most of the listeners do, even our poorest are better off than pretty much anybody in the world. And America's got big problems, so you travel around the world, and it really is true. Wow, this country is awesome for the average person. I mean, if you're super rich, would Switzerland probably be nicer? Yeah. But, I mean, it's just for the average person, you can't beat it, okay? And when we talk about 40-plus million people the last 26, 7 months that starved to death because of the lockdowns, that's 40-plus million people. And the UN says almost 300 million are set to die in the next year. They ordered that lockdown. The IMF and World Bank control those countries. They murdered those people. So let it sink in that people that went along with the lockdowns and wore the mask and moralized to you through their useful idiotness contributed to this death. Now, we're not going to hate them, but we need to also get in their faces and rebuke them and let them know what they did. And the best way to do it is however you're able to reach out to people, whether it's at church or at work or on the street, perfect strangers, but with digital information. Here, let me give you a card with a website on it. Let me warn you. Talk to people when they get in your face and, you know, tell you should be, quote, vaccinated and explain to them it's not a vaccine, doesn't protect you. Don't let them push you around anymore. Everything they're doing is about silencing you because you have the power. And if you don't use it, I'm not in your face here. I'm just telling you respectfully, you don't need me to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm going to say. Those of you that are fighting hard and spreading the word and doing what you can do, I salute you and thank you. But for the millions of people that tune through here to see what it's all about and think, well, that just sounds a little too much. I don't want to believe that. This is real. It's on record. It's now completely decloaked, and it's in our face. And so what are we going to do about that? What are you going to do about that? Because that's a really serious question. Because what are the Hawaiian Islands? Well, they're actually the tallest mountains in the world, taller than the Himalayas by 10,000 feet. They are 50,000 foot, I think the biggest one is, Kona. And 15, 16,000 foot of it sticking up out of the ocean, but the rest of it's under the water. Now, why am I talking about that? Well, picture America and red cities and red states that aren't perfect but are better off everybody else in the world as mountaintops. And we're up here on the mountain, and we look down at the rest of the world that's drowned in tyranny and death and just absolutely out of control behavior, and we see the water rising, and we don't want to understand that we're soon going to be underwater as well. So the fate of all these Latin Americans and Africans and people in the Middle East and Asia, literally starving to death, they just come and pick up the dead bodies. You get malnourished, you die of just a common cold. They are our responsibility. And if we don't speak out against this, we're going to flood too. And the water's coming up. So you got 30,000, 35,000 feet of water beneath the mountain, and we're up here on the top, and right where I live, I can see the water creeping up. The inflation, the open borders, the Satanism, the devaluation of the currency. So we're here in America up on the surface, but right over the edge is a cliff straight down to the bottom. So it all looks pretty and nice up here where we're at. And it looks even nicer to the globalists up there on their giant 100,000, 200,000 acre ranches and their 5,000 acre palatial facilities and just all of it. Their own little reservations away from us while they wage war on us. And they need to know they'll be flooded as well. As they get rid of due process, as they get rid of freedom, as they consolidate power out of pure greed, they destroy the liberty and freedom and the engine that made them so wealthy that they've been scamming. So here's a headline. Food shortages in 6 months. The globalists are telling us what happens next. Big article by Brandon Smith of Alt Markets on Infowars.com. You should go read it. And it just goes over the UN saying that. And it's true. But then they're the ones doing it, and then they pose as the saviors. That is a big, big, big deal. We need to redeclare our rights and point out this is happening and point out this was all deliberate depopulation operation. They don't just kill you with the COVID they cooked up in a lab and then blocking the different treatments and things, therapeutics. They didn't just do it locking up the nursing homes and shipping COVID patients in to kill them. You can't come in with a COVID patient, can't. That just murders common sense. They're doing it through the starvation and then the economic collapse and then those that survive, military-aged men, flood us and collapse the Western world. They're the big tidal waves coming in, crashing into the side of the mountain. So this is what's going on, and God is pissed off about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give the number out. We're going to come back and take your calls. I'll hit the censorship news and the incredible Ukraine news of door-to-door arrests of people that mildly criticize the corrupt regime and our government backing this North Korean-style or Nazi-style evil. I guess Nazi's better because they actually, comparisons, they have historical roots to these folks, very, very closely tied with those battalions, the Azov battalions and others. So I want to open the phones up for first-time callers on any subject you want to raise, any item you want to go over. But I'd imagine we'll talk about some of the things we've already talked about today. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Your phone call's coming up a little bit in the next hour, and then Gerald Celente will be taking over. So stay with us. And so I would just put eight calls on the board. And I'll know I'll get to all eight, or put nine on. I'll be a little greedy, and we got a phone system that can take 20-something calls at a time. We have a large audience. We love you, and we appreciate you. It's a digital phone system. I can actually tell you how many calls we got. One time we got over 20,000 calls in 2 hours. You're all great. I'm sorry so many of you can't get on. But more and more we are going back to calls, doing special shows. We do nothing but take calls because you take us in so many great directions and bring up things that I've forgotten to cover or get amazing insights. It's just incredible. It's like Pastor Rodney Howard Brown was on and brought up the Homeland Security documents in 2005, already planning all this. And then now we know in the pandemic document with the UN treaty they're writing up that that's what they admit was when this started. I didn't even know that, or I knew it and forgot it. I remember Bush trying that stuff, George W. Bush. It's just it's the same group, folks, same plan. And our liberty movement taking over parties politically, peacefully, threatens them. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals, more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You know, if anything that's happening at CNN and anybody who buys your book, it's really just one of those things that is dividing our nation. And I don't believe in dividing our nation. It hurts our great nation. And so CNN is really the enemy of the truth, and that's my opinion. Thank you.
No American is an enemy of another American. No news outlet is an enemy of America.
friends. We are back. We're going to take calls from Kevin, David, Michael, Mike, Cameron, Rudy, Barrett, and others. Let me just briefly tell you this. Elon Musk is going to town. He just keeps getting better and better. I'm not saying I totally trust him or he's our messiah. I'm just saying he's bringing up Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, the client list, Bill Gates, and the fact there needs to be an ending to the cover-up of that by the Justice Department. That's the stuff of victory right there. That's what we need to be hearing. And if you do stuff like that, you're on the right team. He is really taking him on. And if you look at the trajectory of how hardcore he's getting, it is amazing. I mean, if he keeps doing this week after week, I just don't know what we're going to have to say about Elon Musk, but wow. And, you know, they can point out, well, he took a picture of her at a gala. That's what these people do. So he's saying that they photobombed it, Vanity Fair party, and she photobombed the background. But you know that already, don't you? Yeah, that's what they do. They creep up, and they get in a photo with you, and then they sit there because somebody takes a picture and says that you're with her. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, let's start with you. He's now a client of Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. Absolutely crazy. And the more they mess with Elon Musk, the more hardcore he gets. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to get to more of this censorship news after I get to your calls. It's really insane. It's waking a lot of people up with this Ministry of Truth. But when you see the tyranny in Ukraine, they admit that the Obama administration is running that. And again, it is the Obama administration. He is now the dictator. The third term of Obama as a dictator trying to sew up their dictatorship and finish our transition into being the new Venezuela of the North. The good news is he tried to overthrow, when he was president, in his second term, the Kenyan government. And those emails and documents came out with Muslims. It failed. And so they're not going to get everything they want if we start saying no. I mean, it's very, very clear. All you can do is start saying no and warning people. All right, who's been holding the longest here? I guess that would be Michael in Mississippi. Let's talk about Satanism in Hollywood. Welcome. Okay, he just dropped off. Okay, let's go to Mike in South Carolina. Mike in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
First of all, thank you for taking my call. And I want to plug some of the products you have first, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
I use the magnesium. I think that's fantastic. The X2 is off the charts. And I also want to mention the attire. I don't consider your T-shirts to be T-shirts or whatever you have. I consider them to be uniforms. And that's just my feeling about it.
Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, the left and their black Antifa stuff is their uniform. An InfoWars shirt tells folks who you're with. It really does a lot of good.
Yeah, I get a lot of compliments on them, trust me. Now, I've got two things I want to run by you here, and I can do it in 3 minutes or less, but I think would be a great help and end a lot of this isolation with censorship, if you'll allow me.
Sure.
Okay. Two things. I know people, they say they're going to reach out to their representatives and try to make something happen, and they can't get their voices heard. People need to use those black things they carry around with them or whatever color their phones are, make personal videos of grievance or whatever you want to call it, upload them to a safe website. They can do that to Rumble or BitChute or whatever. Then call the representatives. 9 times out of 10, what's going to happen? You're going to wind up getting a hold of who? The people that are in his office. You tell them your grievances or where you think they're dropping the ball, and then you turn around before the call ends and you say, hey, look, just want to make you aware that I've made a video of this and sent it to your email address, to your my representative, and I'm also sharing this with the world. That's the first thing. The second
And don't just hit the friendly sites like Gab and everybody else. They're awesome. Upload to YouTube and Twitter. Make them take it down. The point is you never know what's going to go viral. If everybody just starts being a leader, it's game over for the globalists. And then go to city council and school board meetings. That scares the hell out of them. Us taking our governments back. Absolutely, brother.
Yes, sir. Last thing, and I'll make this quick. Now, we're isolated. I don't think they grasp censorship. A lot of people think, well, okay, censorship is you're putting videos up on YouTube or whatnot that's getting pulled down. It's more than that. It's isolation. I've got a suggestion that I'm hoping that you guys will take this and run with it. All platforms, what you're doing, need to do the same here. There has to be people out there that write code, that build stuff for the platforms, that build websites and whatnot. These people need to build what I would call an online phone book, an open source phone book that could work state by state, town by town, just something simple that could be open source to be given away to people like myself who run websites or have access to a place to park something like this, where people can go and they can look and see, okay, well, these people are in my state or whatnot, so that people can form chapters and groups. And you can also coordinate.
Well, that's right. I mean, whatever happened to meetup.com? I mean, because that's the top. I guess everybody got censored off that, or what happened?
I don't know.
But you're right. That's the first thing Republicans should be building, but of course they aren't. They're letting the Democrats redistrict places like Alaska. They just redistrict that blue, even though it's deep red. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call, Mike. Thank you. Let's go to a caller in New Mexico. Let's talk to JP in New Mexico. Go ahead.
Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. I want you to know that when you play that commercial and you're talking about how you had a little local station and you just wanted to, you know, get the globalists, that's us. We have a little station in New Mexico. We run Alex Jones, you know, War Room, all that, all the time. We have to shoulder together with InfoWars to fight this tyranny.
Well, that's beautiful. Where do people hear the station and what's the frequency?
StudioJFM.com is the best way to catch us. It runs 24/7, and we run you guys every day between 12 and 5.
And by the way, I love everybody online or real stations, micros, whatever. Pick it up, refeed it. We're all free to air. Just everybody use it. It belongs to you.
And Alex, about the products, you know, I got my first round of shirts, and, dude, those are beautiful shirts, man. Clean, custom, real nice. They don't shrink when you wash them. Dynamite stuff. I'm telling everybody to go to InfoWars and buy shirts, buy hats. Buy coin, well, no more coins, but buy whatever you guys have. We have to support the InfoWars.
Beautiful, brother. What's that website again?
StudioJFM.com. We run you all day, every day.
Beautiful. What else is on your mind, JP?
You know, I just wake up every day, read the news, and I just cannot believe the clown world I'm living in. I just had another friend die, so now this would probably be in the last 6 weeks, about 23 friends that have passed. We don't need to say why. We know why. And it just aggravates the hell out of me, Alex. I don't even know what we can do at this point.
That's right. We're living under a depopulation, and this is just the start. They're going to make the shots more deadly. They're going to release more deadly viruses. Bill Gates promises. I mean, this is life and death, folks. Things are only going to get worse until we get really aggressive politically, civil disobedience, city councils, and just say it all, and it's happening, and they're scared. Thank you so much, JP. We love you. All right, Alex, Barrett, Rudy, Cameron, Kevin, David, we're going to get to all of you before Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
We got a long way to go.
We got a long way to go.
And a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
I love the end of this song.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
So never mind them brakes.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
And there's beer in Texarkana.
And we'll bring it back no matter what.
There is a very powerful report that just went live on Man.video. It's on the front page of InfoWars.com. It needs to go viral. Did the FDA skip phase 3 trials for COVID-19 vaccines? Which is totally illegal. And they did. Old Smokey's got his ears on. And he's hot on your tail. And he ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him. You got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. So put that hammer down and give them hell. We're going to win, folks. We got the will. We don't have any choice. Children are counting on us. All right, I got to move quick. I want to get to everybody. Let's go to a caller in Connecticut. Let's go to Rudy. Then we'll go to Alex and others. Welcome, Rudy.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm in the fight of my life. I've actually never been happier, even though things are scary. I'm right where God wants me to be, brother. So I'm actually recharged and empowered by the grace of Christ.
Yeah, well, I'm praying for you. So
I can feel it. I can feel it, and I want to thank you. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. You were talking with Pastor Brown about signs, and everybody's talking about the mark of the beast, but no one's talking about the four horsemen. The first one obviously has been referred to as pestilence, and the rider was given a crown or a corona. And the second one obviously is war, and then we're looking at the third one, more obviously famine.
That's right. In the Latin, they say that pestilence is given a crown of the corona, and I guess that's Latin or also Spanish, and it just describes it all perfectly, doesn't it?
It sure does, and it's actually the beast that calls, or the four beasts that call forth the horsemen. And so I just think that that's very relevant for people that read the Bible to look at that as the sign. And so everybody should get their ducks in a row and get right with God.
Well, there's no doubt that Antichrist tries the same thing over and over again. There'll be waves of beta testing till it comes. But this is definitely either the real deal and the final big one coming up, or it's them beta testing for the plan they're building out of the future. But they do intend to kill 80-90% of us. And that's more than what the Bible says. The Bible will kill, one-fourth the world's population, so before it gets turned around. But they are definitely trying it, sir. Great points. Anything else?
I wanted to talk about intelligence networks in Ukraine and how the U.S. aid, which is a cover for the CIA, is building network, or has been building networks in Ukraine since 2007, and even more so since 2014, along with the NATO allies and trying to undermine any influence Russia has in Ukraine.
And by the way, they admit that. So the Pentagon and CIA are in charge of rounding up tens of thousands for even posting anything vaguely critical of the dictator Zelensky. That's what he's become. Just unbelievable behavior. And the Associated Press thinks it's wonderful.
And all the billions of dollars going into there is, where is that all that money going? We're talking about billions of dollars.
Well, a lot of it goes back into the big guy's hands.
Oh, absolutely. The big man. Yep. Joe Biden.
Great point, sir. God bless you. More amazing calls coming up. Alex in Texas. Alex, welcome.
Yes, sir. Alex.
Hi. Welcome. Your phone having a problem there, Alex? Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I sure do.
All right. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk. I just want to start off by thanking God for you, because between 2008 and 2009, I was actually a youth leader in the Communist Party. And I remember sitting there watching YouTube back when you were actually able to be on YouTube and watch some content that was actually truthful. And I watched one of your videos, and I remember it changed my entire viewpoint on everything, because at that point, I knew something was wrong with the world. But that was rebelling against the system, rebelling against all the evil in the world. And at that time, we're just coming out of a Bush. And so I wanted to be as far left as I could get. But when I paid my dues, and over the year or so that I was part of it, you know, there'd be phone conferences with the main base back in Chicago. And I realized at this point, you know, the Communist Party really is just kind of like an underling of the world order. But it's amazing how deeply entrenched they've been since the 50s and 60s now in American institutions and the school system and in the government, because they've set up the system now where they want to, through the education system, have a new sexual revolution. That was always one of their key points. That would be a big deal. But in their mind, they want this materialistic world where there is no God. So how best to do that than to bring that materialistic doctrine into schools, teach that God isn't real, it's just more of a theory, and that if you can get these kids separated from God without any thought of repentance or Jesus Christ, it'll be that much easier for the state to take over and become the God. And it's not as prevalent down south, but up north where I'm raised, you know, evolution, Darwinism, social Darwinism is actually, it's a common practice.
That's right. The communists are promised positions of power, but they're just useful idiots. Here's a headline in a red state. Communism has been tried, and the reason it fails is simple. No, it hasn't failed. It is an instrument of the big mega banks to destroy free markets and enslave people and then tell them that it's freedom. Communism has been a disastrous, totally wicked success of the evil Illuminati going back to the French Revolution. That was the beta test of it. That's even in mainline PhD level political science. They all know that, and they are the parasitic ruling class that think we're all dumb animals, and they plan to put us to death in slow labor death camps. And that's who they are. And if you got in, I'm sure they started telling about the plan for blood and the plan to kill people and the red terror they were going to have and how they were going to collapse civilization through Cloward and Piven to then bring in the new order. Is that what you heard?
Absolutely. And the thing is, you brought it up before, they want a new French Revolution. So what they can try and do is just infiltrate all the other liberty movements and things like that, which they have done because you've seen it in the libertarian movement. But they have fingers in every pie.
Well, Alex, I'd like to get your number and maybe have you on via Skype or something as a guest. You can send us if you want any photo shots of you, you know, in the Communist Party, or we can protect your identity. But I would love to have you on. Put him on hold and see if he wants to come on as a guest. Thank you so much. Amazing call. All right, let's take another one here. Let's talk to a caller in Florida. Let's talk to Kevin in Florida. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, Alex.
Good to have you.
Long time, first time. Love the show. Thanks for everything that you do. I've got the X2. I love D3, Winter Sun, the Alpha Power, Ultra B12. The Bodies is a miracle after a long bike ride. You really do have the best products at the best prices.
Thank you, sir.
The one thing I really love is the privacy pocket. Not sure if you're aware, but Florida is one of the few states that allows DRT boxes or stingrays. Basically,
yeah, that's right. And DeSantis should stop that. But, yeah, the police, the state police and others are scooping up your data.
And they actually have small aircraft like Cessnas and stuff with the dirt boxes on them flying directly overhead, sometimes at 500 feet. So giving them the double tall man and having the privacy pocket, it's wonderful.
And it's not that we're bad. It's that the government, hackers, out-of-control groups, all that data scooped up and used against you later. They can also spoof you, and they can drive around copying your SIM card digitally and make it look like you did something bad.
Absolutely. The one thing I wanted to talk about is it seems like maybe a couple months ago you switched to a new video player. I can't change my resolution down. Usually you're in my pocket, so I don't even really care if I'm in HD or anything. But one thing that might help with your bandwidth costs monthly is maybe just uploading only like a maximum of 480.
You're right. And also on our great IT crews, we had to build bandwidth video from scratch and all the systems at InfoWars and pay for the bandwidth, is to create a little audio button that says just listen in audio that's right there beside all the videos. I don't want to look at myself. I listen to every broadcast. I can't be driving watching Owen or Harrison or the other host. So, I mean, to IT, they're great. I told them this a while back. It didn't happen. Needs to happen. We should put an audio player beside each video on the site, or at least the InfoWars videos. I know it becomes a hassle when other people upload it for to encode it and do audio. Probably we haven't done it. We should probably make the audio player at InfoWars.com on the live show feed at the top more prevalent so folks can listen that way. Thank you so much, sir. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to cram in as many calls as we can. Barrett and Cameron and Dave. I don't know if we're going to have time to get to Alex. I want to talk to him, and he's about to comment. You know what? I was going to play this video, but I'm not going to play the video now so I can get to all your calls. I have to go a little bit into segment two. Gerald will be cool with that because I'm going to get to all these callers. It's important. But I tell you, this new video, you got to watch it. The Biden administration, did they skip trial three? Did Trump, the whole system, did the CDC? And the answer is, you bet they did. We'll be right back, and that's illegal.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.